As I pondered and contemplated over what the Lord would have me to say, after 104 years, you don't have nothing else to do but to praise God. Come on, somebody. I was looking at Pastoria, Texas, and upon this rock, I'll build my church. I was looking at all kind of stuff. And I say, after 104 years, it ain't but one thing to do, and that's give him praise. Amen? Yes. So God took me over to the book of Songs, the last division. Songs 150. Songs 150. Verses 1 through 6. And I'm going to be reading from the NASB, the New American Standard Bible. May read a little differently, but when you find it, it'll read like this. Those of you who can stand, I would ask that we please stand so that all of us can be on the same page. Songs 150. Listen at these words. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty expanse. The King James says firmament. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with string instruments and bag. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated in the presence of God. Amen. These words we have before us, O Lord, I pray now that they go forth with power, with great simplicity, and that they will fall fresh on the heart of every believer. And then, Lord, I pray that a seed of this word will be planted on today that will forever produce fruit in the life of these that are your children. I've studied the text. I've flipped the text upside down. But unless you come, I stand here helpless before these your people. For you are the preacher. I'm just the instrument. Use me now for your own glory. Crucify my flesh. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Verse 1 of our text says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For a few minutes on this 104 years of being in existence, let's simply talk about that. Praise the Lord. The book of Songs is by far the greatest collection of songs ever written. These songs contain help for the believer. There's help in the times of trouble. Help in the times of despair. There's protection when the enemy is on your back. There's deliverance from life's most difficult situations. Are you with me now? In other words, whatever you need is in the songs. The book expresses the deepest passions of humanity. In these particular passages, we hear the different writers' desperate cry in the midst of despair. And although we see their cries and pleas from the different writers, however, we can also see the writers' ecstatic praise because of God, who is a great and mighty deliverer. Yes, my brothers and sisters, in these songs, we can hear the writers pouring out his soul in confession. But we can also see them bubbling over with joy. In other words, we can see the writer praising the Lord. Despite setbacks, we need to praise the Lord. Despite where we are right now in our current situation, we need to praise the Lord. Anybody come to give him praise? Anybody come to lift him up? Has the Lord ever done anything for you? You need to give him praise. The song takes us, look at this, through the peaks and the valleys of human experience. But in the end, they guide us to praise our loving Creator. The book of Songs was written by a number of different authors over an extended period of time. 73 or ascribed to David, 49 are anonymous, 12 written by Asaph, 12 by the sons of Korah, 1 by Ethan, and 1 by Moses, and 2 by Solomon. Now, the book contains 5 sections of collections of writings, but all of them provoke praise. Each book ends with a doxology and an affirmation of praise to God. And throughout the book, we see almost any kind of situation that a person could be in. But yet we see God, people giving him praise. And just let me take a sidebar. Despite where you are right now, you ought to give God praise. I don't care what you got or what you ain't got. God is still worthy to be praised. He watched over you last night. He woke you up early this morning. And I don't believe anybody in here had to stand in a soup line to get a meal. We serve a great God, and he's greatly to be praised. Now, to really understand the songs to its full potential, one should have just a little bit of understanding of Hebrew poetry. One of the things that have confused some people about the songs is the lack of a predictable rhythm and rhyme. The psalmist uses 5 types of parallelisms in the book of Psalms. The first type is called synonymous parallelism. And look at this. It means to take 2 elements similar. For example, in Psalms 1 and 2, it says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law, he meditates day and night." I feel the Holy Ghost already. The second type of parallelism is called analytical parallelism. And with this type, the psalmist makes a contrast between 2 elements or 2 conditions. For example, in Psalms 1 and 6, it says, "For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." The third type of parallelism is called synthetic parallelism. And with this type, the psalmist develops or incorporates the theme of the first line into the second line. For instance, in Psalms 1 and 1, it says, "Blessed is the man who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly." That's one thing. "Nor standeth in the path of the sinners." That's the second thing. The fourth type is called climatic parallelism, which means to have a first part of a thought incomplete, and the second thought to complete the first thought that's incomplete. Stay with me for a minute. For example, in Psalms 96 and 7, it says, "Give to the Lord, O families of people." Give what to the Lord? The text don't tell us. The thought is incomplete. But then when you look at the second thought, it completes the thought that's incomplete, because it says, "Give glory to the Lord in strength." Can I get a witness now? The fifth type and the final type of parallelism that the writer uses is called emblematic parallelism. And with this type, the first line contains a figure of speech and following lines explains the figure by expansion or explanation. For example, in Psalms 1 and 3, it says, "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that yield its fruit in its season." But whether you understand emblematic, synonymous, analytical, climatic, synthetic, or parallelism, the Lord wants you to give him praise. The Bible says he inhabited the praises of his people. The Lord wants you to praise him. Excuse me for a minute. I need to praise him for watching over me last night. I need to praise him because he woke me up this morning. I need to praise him for putting food on my table. I need to praise him for his grace, and I need to praise him for his mercy. Praise him for saving my sin-sick soul. Yes, praise the Lord. This song is a development of the Hebrew word hallelujah, and we say it all the time. But hallelujah is the highest praise that we can give God. See, we need to give God what we can give him. We try to fake the funk on a nasty dunk and try to give God what we really don't have, and God don't honor that. But I come to tell you, he honors your praise. He inhabits the praises of his people. How fitting that this book of praise ends with the repeated command, "Praise the Lord." Now look at this. Like any good Bible student, when it comes to studying the Bible, a good rule of thumb to understanding the text is to always read backwards. When I started to read backwards, I discovered something that blew me away. The writer just didn't come up with praise the Lord in Psalms 150. But the praise actually started way back in Psalms 146. Those of you who have your swords, it'll take us a couple minutes. Just turn with me to Psalms 146. Come on, somebody. Look at the first verse of Psalms 146. What does it say? What does the last verse say? Look at 147. What does the first verse say? What does the last verse say? Look at 148, if you will. What does the first verse say? How does the last verse end? Are you getting it yet? Look at 149, if you will. What does the first verse say? What does the last verse say? Are you getting it yet? The Lord wants you to give him praise for all of the things he's doing in our lives. God wants us to praise him. And praise is more than something that comes off of your lips. But it's a hearty thanksgiving that comes from down on the inside of your soul. And no praise is not conducive to how you feel. Because some of us can't praise the Lord unless we're feeling well. Some of us can't praise the Lord unless the marriage is going good. Some of us can't praise the Lord unless us pastor is preaching. Some of us can't praise the Lord unless our choir is singing. But when you got a praise down on your inside, it don't matter who's preaching. It don't matter who's singing. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, every child of God ought to be able to find a praise when nobody else can. I mean, we can shout and we can praise God, but I want to know, what about when the storms of life come? Can I get a witness? I want to know, what about when you get a pink slip? I want to know, how can you give him a praise when you get divorce papers in the mail? Can you give him a praise when folk are stabbing you in your back? Help me to preach, Lord. We live in a day and time where God's people ought to praise him. We praise other people instead of our creator. We praise things, come on somebody, instead of the one who created things. Lord, help me to preach. So here it is. Every believer should know something about this praise. And you and I, as children of the Most High God, we should know and remember something about this praise. But the transitional question for us this evening is, what is it about this praise that every Christian should know? Three things according to the text. And the first one comes, look at this, from verse 1, the B clause. Praise God in his sanctuary. The King James says his mighty firmament. Now, look at this. We tend to think that a sanctuary is a place like this. Lord, help me to preach. Can I teach you for a minute? In my hometown where I used to live, there's a sign when you enter the city limits of Sherrill, and it says Bird Sanctuary. And what it means is it's illegal to kill birds anywhere in the city limits of Sherrill. Well, how does that relate to our text? The Bible says that praise God in his mighty firmament, in his heavens. Heaven is a place that we cannot put a limitation on. Can I get a witness? What I'm trying to tell you is, everywhere that you place your feet, you're in God's sanctuary. Because the God that we serve is omnipresent. I don't know how he can be at Second Union Baptist Church and at Beijing, China at the same time. I don't know how he can be in Darlington County and Richland County at the same time. But God is everywhere all the time. So the implication from the text is you can praise God anywhere your foot are. Can I get a witness? We tend to think the only place we can praise him is at church. But I'll praise him at Walmart. I'll praise him in my car. I'll praise him on my job. I'll praise him in the White House. I'll praise him in the outhouse. I'll praise him in bad times. I'll praise him in good times. I'll praise him when bills are due. I'll praise him when bills are overdue. I'll praise him when church folk are acting crazy. Everywhere I'll place my feet, I'll give him praise. The text says, praise God in his sanctuary. But we should give God praise wherever we find ourselves. I know how some of the saints are. When we see them, we can all shout hallelujah. But if we see somebody who we maybe don't want to know, we don't want them to know. Come on, somebody. You know, we keep it down a little. I love the Lord too, but you know, it don't take all of that. See, I don't like being around Christians like that. Can I get a witness? Because the Lord done too much for me. I tell the church all the time, God didn't save me out the amen corner. No, God did not get me out the church. God had to go down in the cesspool of life. God had to reach way down to pick me up. That's why I'll give him praise. The first thing we need to know about his praise is that the text says, praise him in his sanctuary. Not only does the text, look at this, tell us where we should praise him at, but the text also tell us why we should praise him. According to verse 2, we should praise God for his mighty deeds. The mighty deeds is a direct result of God's goodness and his abundant blessings. When God created the heavens and the earth, that was a mighty act. The Hebrew word create, look at this, means to create something out of nothing. In the Old Testament, the word create always looked to God as the object. It's the Hebrew word bara, and it means to create out of nothing. It stresses the sovereignty and the power of God. Look at this mighty act. One day God got lonely, and God needed some fellowship. So God kicked up some dust and caught the dust and blew in the dust, and man became a living soul. Now watch this. I was born in the South. I played with mud pies, and some of you have too. And I've seen a lot of dust in my life, but I've never been able to grab and hold dust. Can I get a witness? God grabbed something that we couldn't hold. We can just see it, and God grabbed it. Can I get a witness? And blew it to his nostrils, and man became. That's a mighty act. We ought to praise him for his mighty act. Help me to preach, Lord. God made man out of the dust. Are you with me now? Who wouldn't praise a God like that? We ought to praise him because he created us. You ought to praise him because, look at this, enough of us, come on somebody, and we don't like but certain type of folk coming in the church. See, I don't preach to come back. I preach that God might be glorified. And the enemy terrified and the kingdom edified. But we don't want but certain type of folk in the church. Especially once we get saved. Lord, help me to preach. We don't want no homemongers in the church. I see you looking at me like Alice in Wonderland. We don't want no lesbians or no gays in the church. We don't want no alcoholics in the church. But I'm trying to figure out, if we don't allow them in the church, where they gonna get delivered from? Where they gonna get saved at? I believe in my mind we ought to let them come just like they are. And when they hear the word, we need to let the word. See, because I've learned in my own, if the word don't convict, if the word don't transform, it's over. But we only allow certain folk in the church. And it was a mighty act that God saved some of us. You ain't got to say amen. I know it was a mighty act that he saved me. Can I get a witness? I know it was a mighty act he saved me. And then made me a Baptist preacher. And then planted me in a church. And you think I ain't going to give him praise? It's a mighty act. Yes. Let me tell you what another mighty act was. Last night, I drifted off to sleep about 12:30 or so. Can I get a witness? Didn't even know I was in the world. And you didn't either if you were asleep. Can I get a witness? I'm talking about praising God for his mighty acts. And every time I exhaled last night, I was close to death. Lord, help me to preach. But God was so close to me. And to every time I blew out, he put air back in me. And then, bless God, he watched over me all night long. He held death back. He kept thieves and robbers out of my house. And then early this morning, I heard the alarm clock. He shook me out of the figure form of death and allowed my golden moments to roll on just a little while longer. That's a mighty act. Yes, he made death behave. And then look at this. He allowed me to clothe myself, to feed myself. And then he gave me traveling mercy to this place. That was a mighty act. We were sinners cut off from God forever. And God sent his only begotten son that we may have eternal life. In other words, you ought to give him praise because he saved your soul. Oh yes, he saved us and made us whole. The writer is saying, because of God's great and mighty deeds, his people should praise him. Do I have anybody here who don't mind praising the Lord? Has the Lord ever done anything for you? Has he healed your body? You ought to give him praise. Didn't he make a way out of no way? You ought to give him praise. Did he put your enemies to flight? You ought to give him praise. Did he give you a job that you didn't qualify for? You ought to give him praise. Yes, we need to praise him for his mighty deeds. I'm thinking about my own life and where God has brought me from. Church, I tell you, if God can save me, he can save anybody. And so, see, I don't get upset when folks say, God ain't called him to preach. No, I don't get upset, Pastor, because sometimes I still wonder. Come on, somebody. Lord, you mean to tell me, out of all the people, come on, somebody, you want this little country boy? And I was trying to make all kind of excuses. Well, Lord, you know I had a bout with drugs. Can I get a witness? Ain't nobody going to say amen. You may not have had a bout with drugs, but you didn't have a bout with something. Some of you are still battling right now. But the Lord delivered me. I say, Lord, I can't preach because of that. And the Lord say, the very reason why you telling me you can't preach, these are the reasons why I need you to preach. You need to let somebody know, after going 9 months of your life, listen, church, every day of my life for 9 months, I put something illegal in my body. Lord, help me to preach. And one Friday night, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I got down on my knees. And I said, Lord, I know you're real. I know you're bigger than anything I can have. I need you to come see about me. And I come to tell you, he picked me up. He turned me around. He planted my feet on solid ground. And ever since that day, I've been running. Yeah. I've been running for my life. Yes. Don't you tell me what my God can't do. Folks say, oh, you don't have to do all of that. You can just praise God intellectually. You know, you can just say, thank you, Jesus. And you can if you want to. But when I got to give him praise, because I don't know what tomorrow may bring. And see, when I was running for the devil, I ran hard as I could. And folks say, you ought not preach so hard. I tell them, I ain't got but one gear. And that's first gear. I'm going to give him everything I got. Yeah. Praise the Lord. We ought to praise him for his mighty deeds. But not only that, look at this. Finally, not only does the text tell us where to praise God and why we should praise God, but lastly, according to verse 6, the text tells us who should praise God. In verse 6, the text says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The writer is lending to the reader that the very breath that God gives you should be used to praise him. As long as we live, we should praise our Creator. By his breath, God created all things. And by our breath, we should adore him. This means all of Israel, all of mankind, all animals should give him praise. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Now I need to end this sermon with a test. Can I get a witness? I need you to take your eyes off of me for about 10 seconds. And I need you to look down at your chest. And I need you to tell me if you see your chest rising and falling. Go ahead and look. Can I get a witness? If your chest is rising and falling, that means you got breath. That means God wants you to give him praise. That means you passed the test. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise him because he's a rock in a weary land. Praise him, he's a shelter in the time of storm. Praise him, he's a burden bearer. He's a heavy load sharer. He's my battle axe. He's food when I'm hungry. He's water in dry places. Praise him, he's a heart fixer. Praise him, he's the lily of the valley. He's the rose of Sharon. He's my doctor. I wish I had about 10 people who didn't mind who was sat beside him and they wanted to give God the praise. I was a sinner and a wretch undone. I had a one-way ticket on my way to hell, but he saved me. Yeah. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. That means you. That means me. Well, when I looked at this, there's something about the name Jesus. The Bible says that God has highly exalted him and given him a name that's above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is God, to the glory of God the Father. Well, I heard the name Jehovah Shalom, but that's not the name. I heard the name Jehovah Jireh, but that's not the name. I heard the name Jehovah Makadesh, but that's not the name. I heard the name Jehovah Sitkanu, but that's not the name. I heard the name Jehovah Rapha, but that's not the name. I heard the name Jehovah Rophi, but that's not the name. But there is a name, and I think you know the name. What's his name? What's his name? That name went lower than a strawberry to save a wretch like me. What's the name that can dry up cancer? What's the name that can free your soul? What's the name that put goose pimples up my spine? What's the name that can dry up AIDS? What's the name that can heal my body? What's the name above every name? Have you tried him? Do you know him? Ain't he all right? Won't he make a way out of no way? Yeah. You ought to praise him for the name of Jesus. That name, there's something about the name. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, and rightfully so, God has been so good to me. Church, I don't deserve to be standing in no pulpit telling you about the gospel, but if it had not been for the Lord, come on somebody, you ought to give him praise just because he's good. You ought to give him praise just because he saved you. You ought to give him praise just because you're alive. You ought to give him praise. Yeah. Praise the Lord. In my conclusion, let me say this, because this is a celebration of 104 years. Can I get a witness? Any credit, any success that we as a body of believers have, we owe all the praise and all the glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you have that attitude, you will keep a praise in your spirit. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you.